Richard Foster, Star Marcet, and William Nye are among 13 candidates vying for School Board Seat B. Richard Foster says when it comes to cost versus results, the Anchorage School District is doing pretty well.
It's easy to throw darts at the school board saying they're not tackling this, they're not tackling that. But our funding for the school is not any greater on a population-wise than it is in Seattle or any major city. And yet one-fifth of our population attends a public school. That's the highest percentage of any population of any large city across the nation.
The Anchorage School District has a communication problem. Foster says information about program choices and costs plus budget policy decisions are available, but not easily accessible. Nor is the general public aware how much state and federal requirements dictate where district revenues are spent rather than local desires.
My background is in finances, and I know a lot of people talk about wanting to reduce the class size, retaining quality teachers, giving them tenure. The funding is so restrictive on how we use the funding that all these ideas being good, actually the best involvement we can have for the student is the involvement of the community and their parents.
Richard Foster also says it's imperative the district fosters a greater willingness among parents and the community at large to participate directly in the education of the city's children. Seat B candidate Star Marcet and her husband care for a special needs grandchild. When her grandson entered second grade, Marcet quit her job of 16 years in the banking industry to take an active role in his education. She also began substitute teaching. She says pre-kindergarten classes would help some students avoid becoming future dropouts, but others need socializing assistance. She's seen large classes where student learning was thwarted by two or three disruptive children. Marcet says the school district needs to expand to every elementary school a program called Creating Successful Students.
It's a small classroom size, maybe 10 students. It's a 68-week program. It's a lot of one-on-one. They teach the child how to be successful in the regular classroom. You keep them in their own school, and when they're ready, you transition them back into their own classrooms. And so when we talk about dropout rates, we talk about kids that have low confidence. These are the kids we're talking about.
Marcet says, given the economy, the district should rethink construction project funding.
It's making people nervous. I think we are going to have to start looking for alternative ways to get money for our schools. Because although the public and the community has been very supportive on these school bonds, I think that it's only going to go on so much longer.
Star Marcet also advocates teachers' aides for all classrooms with over 25 students, plus more vocational technical courses. William Nye is an Alaska Railroad brakeman with a Master's of Arts degree in teaching. Besides his railroad work, for the last 2 years he's been substitute teaching for the district. Nye says the district needs an educator on the board. He says his observations from teaching at various Anchorage schools, plus talking to teachers and staff, have convinced him the district's values are askew.
You can go to certain schools which are working very, very well, and certain schools which are totally, completely dysfunctional. Bagage Middle School is a beautiful example of that, in my opinion. It's beautiful, it's shiny, it's new, but the teachers spend all their time on classroom management. So instead of spending money on shiny buildings, we need to be spending money on hiring more teachers, lowering class sizes, encouraging parent volunteers, and bringing in programs and curriculum that engage students. They want to stay in school and actually graduate.
The Seat B candidate says his work in the railroad yard underscores his advocacy for vocational and technical training. While the district teachers and staff and the board candidates care about the quality of education in Anchorage, Nye says most city residents really don't.
The average person on the street doesn't give a darn, and that's kind of sad. We can blame the district for that. They need a better PR campaign. They need to care about their school board and their schools and their children, and if I was elected, I would try to make that happen.
William Nye also backs an expanded pre-kindergarten program. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.